So before this file even starts, there should be a little disclaimer. You should only use this file if you want a tulpa and if you have already started planning out the tulpa. You shouldn't come into this file without an idea of what you want the tulpa to be first. The file will not work properly if you do not have an idea of what you want the tulpa to be before coming into the file. And with that out of the way, let's begin. I want you to get into a comfortable position, whatever a comfortable position is for you. Whether that's sitting down, laying down. However you feel you can best relax. If closing your eyes helps you relax, then go ahead and close your eyes. The whole point of a trance is to be personal for you. And to help you relax however you best relax. I want you to focus on your breathing and slowing it down. In. Out. Just a nice, steady rhythm for your breathing. Nice and relaxed. Feeling your entire body from top to bottom. Just relaxing entirely. All over. It's a nice, calming feeling to listen to my voice, to feel this relaxation taking over you. It's good and it's calming. Your breathing slowing, and your mind and body at rest. It's a relaxing feeling. It's a good feeling. And I want you to enjoy this relaxing and good feeling now. I want you to imagine that you are laying down in a nice, soft bed. It's a nice, relaxing bed to lay in. You can let all your worries and cares drift away. You have nothing you need to do here. Just relax. Let your mind and body disconnect as you go deeper into a trance. Feeling yourself relax heavily. Letting my words guide you into a nice, soft, relaxing state. Laying on this bed in your mind. It's the most comfortable bed you've ever been on. Everything about it is so perfectly relaxing. It's not too hard and it's not too soft. It's not too warm and it's not too cold. The bed is just perfectly comfortable, perfectly cozy, and amazing to lay in and relax. You can feel a sense of total tranquility enveloping you. As your entire body starts to tingle in the pleasant way. You know this is a sign that you will be falling into a trance. It's one that you've experienced before, and it's such a good feeling. You want to go into trance after all. Otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this file. And that want is going to help me guide you into trance. I'm gonna count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you're gonna find yourself in a trance. It's gonna be a nice, relaxing trance. You're gonna be disconnected from the real world, and you're just gonna be imagining yourself in that bed that I told you about. 10. 1. Nice and relaxed now, nice and comfortable, laying in that wonderful bed in your mind. Now I'm gonna tell you a secret about the room you're in. This room is not just any room. It's a very special part of your mind. This room is a room where new life can be formed very easily. It's the room where thoughts go to become fully sentient beings. It's the place where Tulpi can become stronger. It's the place where life can truly be generated. This room is special, and it's unlike any other. It is in the very heart of your mind. It's where all these wonderful things can happen. And it's in here today that you will be creating or strengthening your Tulpa. So I want you to imagine yourself sitting up in the bed now. Still relaxed and still sitting on the bed, but sitting up to look around at the rest of the room. It is as big or as small as you need it to be to comfortably hold both you and your Tulpa. It's a nice room. It can be whatever type of room you desire. It can can be whatever color room you desire. This room is going to be part of a new mindscape for you. It's going to be a basic place, a template for you to build off of. And if you already have a mindscape, then it will just be connected to that. If you've already listened to this file before, and this room is the same room you used last time you were here, this room is special, and it's powerful. And in it, you are capable of so many things. So let's start with some basic facts about the Tulpa. What is the Tulpa's name? The name is something very important. A name holds power. A name identifies one from another. If your Tulpa already has a name, then I want you to think about what that name means. How did the Tulpa get that name? If your Tulpa doesn't already have a name, I want you to think and communicate with the deeper parts of your mind where the Tulpa is being generated. I want you to focus on the name, what it means, what it represents, who it represents. And I want you to think about, what are your Tulpa's motivations in life? What does your Tulpa want to do? What does your Tulpa want to be? Does your Tulpa want to change the world, or do they want to just relax and be themselves? It's important to think about these things, because motivations can guide every action one does. I want you to think about your own motivations as well. Why you do the things that you do, and why you are making a Tulpa today. What do you want a Tulpa for? What kind of person do you want your Tulpa to be? These questions are important. And these can directly affect how your Tulpa is made and what your Tulpa is like. So I want you to focus deeply on that. What sort of being will your Tulpa be? Will they be a happy being? Will they want to spread joy wherever they go? Will they be energetic? Will they be calmer? All these types of questions, and all of their possible answers, are things to be considered when thinking about what you want your Tulpa to be, and who you want your Tulpa to be. And onto the more physical attributes of your Tulpa. What species is your tulpa? A tulpa can be any species you like. And each species has its own distinct traits. I want you to picture these traits. And I want you to imagine your tulpa slowly coming into form in front of you. As you sit on the bed. Forming into a basic shape of whatever species they are. At whatever age they are. The tulpa being formed. I want you to imagine that this tulpa is made of a form of clay, and that you can reshape this clay however you desire. So if something's not quite right, or something needs to be changed, you can just lean over and mold your tulpa to look however you wish. With their physical form changing as you mold them, creating your tulpa however you desire, and however the tulpa desire. If you can communicate with the tulpa, do so. And if you can't yet, then just follow your best judgment as to what you think the tulpa would want to look like. Molding and shaping it. Creating a wonderful new body for your tulpa to be in. Feels good and empowering to be able to make your tulpa. Forming them out of this clay. To be whoever they want to be. Making them a body and mind of their own. And while you continue to shape the tulpa, let's focus on some of their likes and dislikes. What is your tulpa's favorite color? What does your tulpa like to eat? What do they like that you don't like? And the opposite, what do you like that they don't? Think about your tulpa's likes and dislikes, and how they tie in with the tulpa's motivations. Remember, your tulpa is an independent being, with its own motivations and its own desires. Tulpa can do whatever the tulpa wants, and the tulpa has its own motivations and desires, its own likes and dislikes. Just focus on these now, and once again, if you can talk to your tulpa, talk to them about this. Listen to them and think about these likes and dislikes. How do they affect the tulpa of the way that they act? Just think about these and let them change the way you think about your tulpa. Think about how these likes and dislikes and motivations will change the way they act. Will change the way they interact with others and the world around them. After all, the tulpa is its own being, and different beings have their own ways of acting, based on their desires and wants in life. And hopefully by now, as we've had this discussion, you should be done with the basic molding of your tulpa's form. So now it's time to think about what color your tulpa is. There could be multiple colors on them. Their eye color, for example. As well as their skin or fur. Focus on the different colors of your tulpa. And imagine them fading into view all over your tulpa. Colors are an important part of identity. Colors are an important part of who someone is and what makes them them. And think about any clothes or accessories that your tulpa may be wearing. These clothes and accessories are also important to identity, since they're a representation of what your tulpa chooses to wear. Just focus on these colors and accessories now, and think about how they affect the tulpa, and how they represent the tulpa's inner self and inner desires. And now let's think about how your tulpa's likes and dislikes and motivations affect their deeper personality. Is your tulpa more introverted or extroverted? Do they tend to think things over before acting? Or do they tend to act first and think later? Is your tulpa quite passive or quite aggressive? Think about these traits and anything else that you can see being important in your tulpa's personality. Think about all these wonderful traits that a tulpa can have. After the session, I want you to go to a personality test page, and I want you to go through it and answer it twice, once as yourself, and once channeling your tulpa's desires and wants. And I want you to look up what that personality type means for your torpa as you continue to force around them. Creating their personality, forming who they become. Forming what drives them to be who they are. And after this session has ended, you'll still be able to picture this room in your mind. You may need to close your eyes, or you may be able to picture it with them open. And this room will still maintain the power that it had within the trance. Your tulpa will still be there. You'll still be able to mold them. You'll still be able to try and talk to them. You'll still be able to have that open access to your tulpa. You'll be able to think about what motivates them, what they like and dislike, what their personality is, and all of these thoughts and focuses will help strengthen your tulpa. If your tulpa can't already communicate back, I want you to imagine that this room is a room that they are able to talk in. And you will be able to hear them through telepathy. It may take a little bit for your tulpa to get used to the idea of talking. But soon enough, with more focus and with more forcing, you should be able to hear your tulpa as an echo in your mind. You should be able to identify what thoughts are coming from your tulpa and what thoughts are your own. The more you focus and the more you do to build your tulpa, the easier this will become. The more formed and independent your tulpa will become. And now it's time to wake up. Remember that this room will persist. You'll still be able to build upon your tulpa, even after waking up back to reality. I'm gonna count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you'll be awake, back into the real world, but still able to picture this world in your mind, where your tulpa awaits. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and ready to do whatever it is that you wish to do to help create your tulpa further. But this time, you are awake, you are alert. Thank you for listening to this file. This file was made by Positivity Hypno. If you like it, please support me on Patreon at patreon.com/positivityhypno. Thank you very much for listening.